Talk Live, kicking off hour number two of the Thursday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. Plenty of time for you to make your calls about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have ourselves the bulletin board system with over 67,000 posts for you to surf around through.
67,000.
That's right. Well over 1,000 people interacting. It is totally free, and it's a lot of fun. freetalklive.com. Various different topics, too. Everything from the serious to the fun, the lighthearted. It's all there. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
All right, we've been teasing it all night so far tonight. Of course, you can still call in with what's on your mind, 800-259-5791. But the other day on the show, we were in the middle of a call, and they want you to sort of let a little something slip. And I let it slide right by, even though I took note of it as you said it. I didn't want to go off on it, because we were in the middle of a call at the time, and it would have been inappropriate to interrupt our caller. So now is the time. You said the other day that your view, your opinion on the FCC has changed. What was your opinion, and what is your opinion now?
Well, my opinion was that the FCC should exist, although this whole Michael Powell, you know, hunting down everybody who's, you know, doing the bidding of the American Television.
The Parents Television, or the Parents Television Council.
Yeah, that's what it is. Parents Television Council. Doing the bidding of the Parents Television Council. Not so good, but, you know, just keep people from saying four different words. Mm-hmm. One begins with F, one begins with S, and the other two begin with C's.
So your old position was, let's cut the FCC down quite a bit, but let's keep them around to protect the children from the bad ones.
And the other role that the FCC was filling in my mind was...
spectrum allocation.
Spectrum allocation, designating who gets what. And I don't know. I know that, as a matter of fact, I do know that you have looked into a radio station, getting a radio station. The FCC is not serving a purpose here, not serving a good purpose.
Hmm.
The fact is, in the area we live in, there is wide open sections of the spectrum available. Just wide open sections. And
you mean the current FM and AM band?
Correct.
Okay.
You know, there's actually,
it's not that way in New York City, though.
It's not in New York City.
Okay.
There's no way. There's sections of the AM band, I should say, that are open. And we could, tomorrow, just click on an AM signal. Somebody would have probably done it before us.
Mm-hmm.
Click on an AM signal and start broadcasting.
Right.
But we can't do that because the FCC won't let us. Currently, the FCC is underserving its clients. I mean, the radio listeners out there have one fewer choice, and actually lots fewer choices, of radio stations to listen to because it's so difficult to get a license to broadcast.
Oh, my God, is it difficult.
It's crazy difficult. Even if you want to, you know, pick your deserted place in America, the middle of rural Montana, and I know it gets rural out in the middle of Montana, the Badlands, South Dakota, you pick your spot where you can't...
There's three stations.
Yeah, you can't just... broadcast. You have to go through tens of thousands of dollars
if you want to be legal. I mean, to be fair, there are people out there who do just flip on the transmitters, cross their fingers, and hope that one of the big broadcasters doesn't rat them out and then have the FCC investigate.
And
the FCC will only investigate if they're
many of those people
on.
Do not, though, actually do a commercial venture because they don't sell commercials in their spots.
They're just doing it because they love radio. They want to put something
right, and they're scared. They think that there's a difference between being an amateur pirate and a professional pirate. So they don't do it. Well, the fact is, the FCC is not really doing us much good there. Is there a department, a federal department, that regulates, say, who owns what property in America?
No.
Somehow or another, I managed to survive with a deed to my land.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically it's upheld by courts. Now, the counties...
Yeah, but come on, using property is not really appropriate here because you can't all of a sudden build property, you know, put another layer of land on top of my property. I mean, it's not the same as transmitting.
But I could go to your house and, you know, move in. I could just, you know, set up a tent on your property.
You could.
So, The thing is...
In which case, I could prove that I'd been there longer than
right.
you had.
You have a deed, you have homestead, mm-hmm. And people can prove that they've been broadcasting on the spectrum allocation, I think, would take care of itself.
So you think it could be handled... So now you think that spectrum allocation could be handled by the marketplace.
I don't... Yeah, I think the courts would, hash it out.
Since you're kind of on the verge of... I mean, are you talking about totally abolishing the FCC now, Manwich?
Yeah.
All right, since you're pretty much there, let's reinforce what you think about this, because I've been holding on to this, Manwich. We're just waiting for this moment. Actually, I didn't ever think this moment would come, but I thought this would help persuade you to my side. Nonetheless, there are still some objections people are going to make. Well, what about New York City? What about where the spectrum is all taken up? Don't we need the FCC then to take care of these things? Well, let's see here. This is David Friedman. He's the author of The Machinery of Freedom. He says, here's how we can do it. Convert the airwaves to private property. Let the government auction off the right to broadcast on a particular frequency, frequency by frequency, until the entire broadcast band is privately owned. Would this mean control of the airwaves by the rich? Which is what you used to suggest. One of your old objections was, Clear Channel would buy everybody out if we got rid of the FCC. He's going to address that. No more than private property in newsprint means newspapers are printed only for the rich. The marketplace is not a battlefield where the person with the most money wins the battle and takes the whole prize. If it were, Detroit would spend all of its resources designing gold Cadillacs for Howard Hughes, Gene Paul Getty, and their ilk, rich people. What's wrong with the battlefield analogy? To begin with, the market does not allocate all of its resources to the customer with the most money. If I'm spending $10 on widgets and you're spending $20, the result is not that you get all the widgets, but rather that you get two-thirds of them and I get one-third. Nor, in general, is the amount of a given product bought by one customer subtracted from what's available to another. One person's gain need not be someone else's loss. And if you buy widgets, they're going to make some more. When I was the only customer for widgets, only $10 worth of widgets was produced. When you appear with $20, the first effect is to drive up the price of the widgets. And this includes the widget manufacturers. This induces the widget manufacturers to produce more widgets because there's more demand. And soon there are enough for me to have my 8 widgets and you to have your 16. This is less true for the airwaves, which are in one sense a fixed and limited resource like land. But as with land, a higher price effectively increases the supply by causing people to use the existing quantity more intensively. In the case of the airwaves, if the price of a frequency band is high, it becomes profitable to use improved equipment to squeeze more stations into a given range of frequencies, which is what they're doing today, by the way, with digital television, which is what they're going to be doing with the new HD radio that the industry's desperately trying to push, and they haven't really been doing that good of a job. But they're trying to literally squeeze 4 or 5 channels into what used to only hold one channel with new technology. To squeeze more stations in a given range of frequencies, to coordinate stations in different areas more carefully so as to minimize fringe areas of interference, to use previously unused parts of the spectrum, and to eventually replace some broadcast stations with cable television or radio. Another error in the picture of the marketplace as a rich-man-take-all conflict is the confusion between how much money a man has and how much he's willing to spend. If a millionaire is only willing to pay $10,000 for a car, he gets exactly the same amount of car as I get if I'm willing to pay the same amount. The fact that he has $1 million sitting in the bank doesn't lower the price or improve the quality of the car. This principle extends to radio. Howard Hughes could have spent $1 billion to buy up radio frequencies, but unless he was going to make money with them, enough money to justify the investment, he wouldn't do it, and neither would you. There were, after all, many far cheaper ways for him to provide entertainment for himself. What does this imply for the fate of the airwaves as private property? Well, first, the proportional nature of market victory would make it virtually impossible for any rich man or group of men to buy the entire broadcast spectrum, a la Clear Channel. Now, we'll explain why this is, and I love this explanation as to why it's impossible for even the richest of companies to buy up the entire spectrum. You're going to love it. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. We've got a website. It's freetalklive.com, and you can go there and visit our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens and dozens of ladies that have sent us their photograph. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors have sent us their pictures, and we put them up on our website because we really appreciate our lady listeners here on Free Talk Live. And that's the point of the Shrine, is to just show you off. So send us your pictures, ladies, and be sure they're validated. What does that mean, Manwich?
It means they've taken a picture with some kind of photographic proof that they listen to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, usually it's a handmade sign, for instance, that references the show. Something simple. And then that way we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you are who you say you are, and we put you up on our Shrine. It's right there at freetalklive.com. We're in the midst of a little conversation about our friend, the FCC. Well, actually, they're no friend of mine. I happen to not care very much for them at all. In fact, I think they should be abolished completely. And, Manwich, you've recently come around, on your own, apparently, to the same conclusion.
I think we can do without
Yeah.
The Federal Communications Commission.
Well, David Friedman in The Machinery of Freedom talks about how exactly we could do without it. And he really addresses one of the most frequently heard objections to getting rid of the FCC. In fact, it's one of your old favorites. Said, if we got rid of the FCC, then Clear Channel would buy up every radio station. They'd buy it all. They'd buy the whole spectrum. They're so rich. And it sounds good on its face. Like, it sounds like a good objection. Here's what David has to say. By the way, 800-259-5791. He says the proportional nature of market victory would make it virtually impossible for any rich man or group of rich men to buy the entire broadcast spectrum and use it for some sinister, propagandistic purpose. In such a project, they'd be bidding against people who wanted to buy frequencies in order to broadcast what the listeners wanted to hear, and thus make money, whether directly as with pay television or indirectly with advertising. Total advertising on the broadcast media amounts to, this is old, this book's like from the 80s, $4 billion per year. Businessmen bidding for the ownership of broadcast bands in order to get their cut of that money would surely be willing, if necessary, to make a once-and-for-all payment of many billions of dollars. Suppose the radio band has room for 100 stations. In order for our hypothetical gang of Machiavellian millionaires to get control of all 100 stations, they must be willing to pay 100 times as much as the competition, the other people that want to be on the air.
Mm.
That would be something in the neighborhood of $1 trillion, or about 1,000 times the total worth of the richest individuals in the country. Suppose instead they can raise about $10 billion, which is the total worth of about the richest 10 or 20 Americans, again, back in the 1980s, and roughly match the amount that the businessmen who want to the stations for commercial purposes are willing to pay. Each group then gets 50 frequencies. So you've got two groups of buyers here. You've got the business people that want to provide a service to their customers and play music or put talk radio, put Free Talk Live on. And then you've got the other guys that want to control the spectrum. They want to lock down every single channel and pipe propaganda to everybody. Well, now they've each got 50 frequencies apiece. The businessmen broadcast what the customers want to hear, and they get all the customers. The hypothetical millionaires broadcast the propaganda that they want the customers to hear, and they get no customers. And 10 or 20 of the richest men in America go bankrupt.
Have you heard any of these stations that just sort of do paid programming all the time?
Yes. Not for long, because I tend to tune out.
Well, yeah, and so do I. And the fact is, so does everybody else.
Right.
No, very few people listen to the paid programming stations. And,
for the next half hour, we're going to talk about this revolutionary pill. It's so great. We'll take your calls, even though it's not really a live show.
That's what they do.
You can call.
Yes.
Because it's going to be the same show tomorrow at the same time slot.
It seems clear the airwaves will be bought for commercial purposes by businessmen who want to broadcast whatever their customers want to hear in order to make as much money as possible. Very much the same sort of people who own radio stations now. Most stations would appeal to mass tastes, as they do now. But if there are 9 stations sharing 90% of the listeners, a 10th station might do better by broadcasting something different, and thus getting all of the remaining 10%, instead of a 1/10th share of the great majority. With 100 stations, the 101st station could make money on an audience of 1%. There would therefore be specialty stations appealing to special tastes. And there are now, but such stations would no longer be limited by the veto power that the majority now exercises through the FCC. If you were offended by what you heard on the station owned by the Berkeley Barb, there would only be one thing to do about it. Turn to a different station. So that's
And let's not forget that radio is not the only option for people to listen in their cars.
Not these days.
Not by a long shot. Most people are, a lot of people are listening to CDs and MP3 players and satellite radio. Soon there will be WiMAX.
By the way, one of the reasons why radio sucks so bad these days is because of the consolidation that has been going on. Because of all these companies buying up a bunch of radio stations and then cutting costs and cutting staff. And one of the reasons why they have to cut costs and cut staff is because the prices for these stations are outrageous. People, these companies that are buying up the stations are paying huge amounts of money.
Yeah.
And so they have to make their investment back. And to make their investment back, that means they have to raise the rates.
Mm-hmm.
That means the advertising rates go up. Makes it more difficult to sell the stations.
Fewer people then pay the rates, so therefore they're selling to the same folks, and the same commercials play over and over again.
Mm-hmm. So you've got just this nasty little situation that's been created by the fact that the spectrum has been limited. If the spectrum wasn't limited in the first place, then whoever wanted to start their own station could just start their own station.
No big deal.
And get into the game at very low cost. Hey, transmitters aren't that expensive. A professional transmitter going to run you a few thousand dollars.
You can go on eBay and get a little one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All that's really important is your antenna and where you put it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing.
That is an important thing in life, how big your antenna is and where you put it.
Exactly. So so basically, if people were able to just start up their own stations, it'd be much less likely that anybody would really want to go around and buy them up, because you could just start your own, just get into the competition. Or you might want to buy a really successful station, something like that. Like somebody might want to buy a really successful business today. So really, the industry has come into this time, this really critical time, where they're trying to fight against XM, they're trying to fight against podcasting, and they're trying to fight against all these this new media, and they don't know what to do. Because they've already killed all their talent by cutting staff 5 years ago, back when all the consolidation was happening. And now the radio executives are running around with their heads cut off because they have so much money to pay back on their investments, but they have no talent with which to put on the air. And the amount of that they have to charge for spots are so outrageous. Mm. That's why people are going elsewhere, because things are just getting stale. And it's all because of the FCC.
It's true. I realized it, and I'm mending my ways.
Well, here's another little email from Nando. He has a comment on spectrum allocation. He says, in reference to your show, it's great that someone brought up the unlicensed 2.4 and 5.7 gigahertz spectrum, because a few days ago we were talking about spectrum allocation, and according to one of our callers, the 2.4 gigahertz and 5.7 gigahertz spectrums, which is where a lot of portable phones operate, wireless networking operates, a microwave, for instance, also operates up there. It's totally unregulated. The FCC dropped it. They said, all right, well, we're not going to bother with this anymore. And so as a result of that, according to Nando, his company that he works for does wireless networking equipment, and they operate in those spectrums.
Mm-hmm.
Nando's going to tell us how the fact that these are unlicensed, totally unregulated spectrums has really benefited his company. And he's going to address a couple of the other objections, like evil companies that try to, you know, step on his company. We'll come back to that. 800-259-5791. A real-life example of how it could work without the FCC. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykos with today's Carpentic Minute. In the 19th century, gas engines were the buzz. In the 20th, airbags took front and center. So which automotive invention could top the list in century number 21? Hang around for a wheelie, wheelie great idea when I come back. Bobby Lykos here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Fred Flintstone thought the wheel idea was written in stone.
But he spoke too soon.
Introducing the Osmos Wheel, a hubless orbit consisting of a single outer ring. Gone are the center spokes and constraints of conventional mid-wheel configurations. This new wheel design incorporates a tire rod interface, improving handling, decreasing structural stress, reducing wear, and boosting braking efficiency. Add a futuristic look to the list and a 2010 product rollout, and what was old is very new again. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel, George Jetson style. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Is he in here with you?
And Mamich.
And we're talking about abolishing the FCC. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. Last 7 days of the show, right there on the front page of the website. You just go get them. There's no games. There's no logging in. No membership fee. freetalklive.com. An email from Nando in regards to spectrum allocation, because one of the things that some people, some of the FCC people are, the FCC supporters are afraid of is that if, well, we got rid of the FCC, then how would we figure out who's going to operate where? How would the military know where to operate? How would the ambulances know where to operate? Well, according to Nando, he works in the wireless networking business, and he works in a spectrum of the broadcast area called 2.4 and 5.7 gigahertz. And that's where a lot of things operate at because it's totally unlicensed.
Mm-hmm.
Your portable phones, your wireless networking equipment, your little router you might have in your house, that's where it's operating at. So this is where he works. He says, we do broadband-type speeds to home and businesses and internet service providers, and we've been very successful. Our customers, mostly internet service providers, started out being small to medium businesses. So having an unlicensed spectrum was a godsend, as they were not required to pay large fees for the spectrum. This did require the internet service providers to play nice with each other, and occasionally there are those that play dirty, like jamming their competitors. But our equipment can be configured to minimize or even eliminate this effect. So technology is what is getting rid of the scary portions of unlicensed spectrum. The technology is eliminating the jamming effect.
Who would have thought?
If it wasn't for the unlicensed spectrum, according to Nando, our business would have never taken off. Because of this, we're now moving into licensed spectrum to do business around the world and larger customers, and also WiMAX technology. The unlicensed spectrum works out pretty well, and he says our business is an excellent example of how the free market can deal without spectrum regulations. From Nando. Thanks for the email, man. FTL at freetalklive.com is the address. Let's go to the phones to Frank in Oregon. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Frank.
I just want to bring a couple of things up about the FCC. You guys are talking about radio licenses first.
Yes.
And I don't know if you're familiar with micro-broadcasting.
Of course.
Licensing.
Yeah, well, so, no, there is no licensing for micro-broadcasting.
Well, you actually, I think there's some kind of you have to have an amateur radio license or something like that, I think.
That's to the amateur radio license, I believe, is to broadcast.
You can only broadcast on amateur bands with amateur radio licenses. There are different bands for the amateurs. So there's 2 meter. I don't even know what they all
are. It's my understanding that every micro, as much as they may not like it, it's just my understanding, is a pirate.
No, that's not true.
Well, they actually have. Technically, the law is over 1 watt. So you can have. You can have your neighborhood radio station or whatever, but that's basically.
I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think it's only 100 milliwatts. Actually, I don't think it's even a watt.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those, are you familiar with how those came to be in existence?
The microstations?
Yeah.
No, I'm not really. Can you educate me?
Yeah, and there was I can't remember the name of the pirate radio station that was operating, but it was either this one in Berkeley or this one in Philadelphia, I don't remember.
Okay.
And the FCC, they were on for years and years and years, and the FCC finally, you know, said you guys got to shut down. and they sued based on a free speech violation, and they won. And the FCC didn't like that because they thought it was going to flood, you know, the marketplace as far as the
street. It'll be anarchy!
Yeah, and so as a compromise, they said, okay, we'll institute these little laws that say anybody with this tiny bit of power can operate. And so that's where that came from. So you can technically be a radio broadcaster on the FM band.
Yes, you can, but yeah. As you pointed out, you really won't be serving more than your neighborhood and the surrounding couple of neighborhoods.
Nine folks.
Yeah, and the other thing I wanted to say was about if the FCC was disbanded, all the so-called spectrum owners, I don't know how you own spectrum, but...
you buy it from the FCC.
Yeah.
The FCC auctions it off, which is why they gave up control of the upper spectrum, the 2.4 gigahertz range, because it's not as valuable.
Yeah, so I have a kind of a what I would think would be a solution to if the FCC was disbanded and all these companies that own these very, very profitable parts of the spectrum, like the cell phone companies, the TV broadcasting, I think you would see a more move to very, very local services, because I think of the FCC as kind of like a private police force, whereas these companies who are, you know, they're paying $500 million for this chunk of very valuable spectrum, and they don't need to worry about other people infringing on that spectrum because they have this private police force.
But really, you don't need to worry about other people infringing on your spectrum because they have no interest in it. I mean, for the most part, a competitor doesn't really have an interest in infringing on your spectrum because it's not going to do them any good either. I mean, if I want to go set up a radio station on the 100,000-watt powerhouse station nearby on their exact frequency, that's not going to do me any good, and it's not going to do them any good either. And plus, as Manwich pointed out earlier, if we just use homesteading rights, this could easily be stuff that's
the courts would handle that quickly.
Yeah. Frank, thanks for the call, Frank. 800-259-5791. So nobody talks about these things. I mean, who would ever consider getting rid of the FCC? Now, the one thing that you were concerned with before, though, Manwich, was the kids. Hearing the dirty words.
Yeah, but, you know, the dirty words bothered me for a long time. Because I really don't feel... I feel like, you know, according to George Carlin, there's 7 dirty words. Not so. There's actually 4.
Okay.
Because it's... One of his began with a B.
What? Okay.
And so that didn't matter. One began with a T, and one was MF as opposed to F. So, I mean...
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
What about him?
I'm designating here.
So what about the kids?
You know,
about the children?
They can hear them in lots of places.
How about the playground?
Well, who knows where they hear them?
That's where I heard mine.
But kids generally don't want to listen to these things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rarely. You're
going to
have some young boys that want to listen. But in all likelihood, it's going to deteriorate to the point that they're not listening much anymore. I just don't think they can warp their minds much.
Plus, from a business perspective, it's going to be a bit of a niche. I mean, I don't think a lot of people really want to hear somebody go on the air and F you and F this and S you, you know, all just using a bunch of curse words because what content is there?
I'm personally...
it's just some jerk.
I realize, you know, I say the F word, but I'm offended when I hear it, especially if I hear it in broadcast.
Right.
For instance, I have a good friend who I was having a conversation with a couple of weekends ago. I don't get to talk to him very often. He must have said the F word 50 times during our conversation.
I'm
and he doesn't do that normally, because normally we talk in a business capacity, and I never hear it. But this was a personal capacity. We're talking about politics. So he said the F word so many times I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
And I was offended. Yeah, no, I'm not going to say anything to my friend or anything, but I was minorly offended. So,
well, if he's really your friend, you could say, you know what, so-and-so, you do curse a lot. Did you know that? Because some people might not even be aware of it.
In his particular case, like, he... turns it on and turns it off, and so he knew he turned it on, and whatever.
Well, I think that if you had a station,
I'm not offended, it doesn't affect my relationship with him.
Let's create a little fictitious station here, where they're going to put Mr. F-Word on the air in the mornings, right? And he's just known for using the F-Word all
the time.
Let's
call him Bubba the Love Sponge.
I don't know about that. Anyway, he uses a lot of F-Words, and he uses a lot of profanity, and... As a result, some concerned listeners call the advertisers, and they say, did you know that you're advertising on this guy's show? Maybe it's a tattoo shop, and they don't care. Well, we sell tattoos. We don't care. F you. See you later. Well, they're going to have a tough time after a while. That station sales staff is going to have a tough time selling that guy's show. I mean, it's just going to be so niche that it's going to be difficult for them to actually make it work. But either way, the channel changing button is always there for you to use. And if you know where the station is that's got the bad stuff, just don't land on it again. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the filter. The filter mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable filter mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still plenty of time for your calls. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, Manwich. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. Online, freetalklive.com. We're talking about the FCC and getting rid of it. Let's go to the phones to Luke in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to say that the main argument behind the FCC regulating frequencies is the idea that there's a finite number of frequencies.
Not really.
And there certainly are in markets. But if you start looking at New York City, people could move the frequency band out. I mean, currently it's from...
They've already done it with AM. They expanded the AM band within the past 15 years.
Right. I suppose you could argue that there are certain physical limits, physics and stuff like that. However, there are only so many people who can afford the equipment to broadcast. So,
and there's only so much land, and people seem to do fine with it, too.
Well, it's not just the equipment thing, because as we pointed out earlier, you can get a little transmitter for not very much money.
But it's not going to go very far.
Well, if you get a nice antenna, and you can still boost up the wattage to 100 watts without really having to go crazy with a really expensive transmitter. So equipment costs could really be minimized. In fact, with a lot of competition, they could really seriously come down. But the other thing you have to look at is how long will they last? I mean, we're in the world of podcasting on our show. We do our radio show, and then we put it out online as a podcast. And there's almost 10,000 different podcasts in the world to listen to. That's a lot of choices.
Right.
But how many of those 10,000 are actually still doing it? Because podcastalley.com, they list all 10,000 of them, but they don't take into effect, the total number doesn't take into account whether or not they are still going. So how long is somebody who's just doing it as a hobby going to keep doing it if they're not making money?
I'd rather have the inconvenience of too many broadcasters than not enough, you know?
Great point.
But, you know, the thing that scares me is, you know, the idea that some liberals are now promoting that we need to bring back the fairness doctrine.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's just on the far left, like the self-avowed, like, socialists.
Didn't we just get rid of that, like, 10 years ago?
We got rid of it in 1987, but the Democrats are fuming mad because all the conservatives have taken over the airwaves. I mean, talk radio is pretty much conservative except for, you know, Scare America.
Well,
I know, but predominantly, I mean, for a long time it's been, you know, more or less conservative.
Well, and the conservatives make it profitable, that's for certain.
These liberals, they're all for free speech, except when what's being said isn't what they want to be said. So,
sure.
And, I mean, you know, Americans don't know anything about the marketplace. You know, they think the government is, you know, just what makes everything possible. So they'll be like, because the Fairness Doctrine was actually approved. It was voted in by our Congress in 1987, and Reagan vetoed it. Thank God. Which
really,
is,
I thought it was. Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was in as law for a while. I guess it never was.
No, actually, what it was something the FCC had. The Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional, but then our Congress, our Democratic Congress, tried to reinstate it in 1987. Hmm. They passed it, and it was vetoed.
You know, I got to say, though, even though it may not be a law, a lot of stations are still pretty sensitive. They still feel like they need to kind of...
Well, I feel that's good. I mean, that's their choice. If they feel that their listeners, you know, are sensitive to certain content, that's the free market at work.
I think that the radio industry is entering an interesting time. I mean, it's a time where, as we explained before, they're having a difficult time paying the bills, or having a difficult time, you know, selling the airtime, and a difficult time coming up with talent. As you put it, Air America. I mean, Air America, from what I've heard, isn't the hottest on talent, but I think they have some decent personalities there. In fact, most of the conservative radio isn't the hottest on talent.
Oh, no. I used to listen to, just a couple years ago, I listened to Sean Hannity. I was Bush fan, and, you know, like, tomorrow Bush could issue an executive order saying that, you know, we have to kill everybody with blue eyes, and Sean Hannity would be defending him and you know, how are you so unpatriotic to not realize that this is necessary for our country, you know?
You're probably absolutely right about that. And so you've got the conservative radio that's still going strong. You've got the new progressive radio stations, which, they're hit and miss at this point. But they're making, apparently some of them are making money, from what I understand. And so
a lot of conservatives out there, and they like to hear their views reinforced, you know?
Well, the interesting part about the progressive stations, or so-called progressive stations, is that a lot of them are being run by conservatives. A lot of them are being run by people that would prefer the conservative viewpoint, but they think to themselves, I could make some money if I put one of these here progressive stations on. And so that's what they're trying to do. And now we've got Free Talk Live entering the radio marketplace, which is just bringing talk content to stations that some of these program directors that we put this show in front of don't know what to think. I mean, they like the show, but they just they don't know where to put us. Do we put you on the conservative station? Do we put you on the progressive station?
Yeah, they don't even know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the day, Luke, and this day could very well be coming soon, where there is a liberty station, a station with all liberty-oriented programming?
Yeah, that would be really cool.
It could happen. Thanks for the call.
It might be in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I would say it probably will be.
Shortly after we get there.
Yeah, 800, thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So it is definitely an interesting time in the radio business. They want, obviously, to stay alive with all this competition. And I think they're going to be fine. I think radio is... I think it's got a long, long life ahead of it.
You know, the pie keeps on getting cut into... thinner and thinner slivers. You know, the big three television syndicators, or whatever they are, NBC, ABC, CBS,
they're not still so big anymore.
They're still making plenty of money, though.
But there's lots of competition.
But they have a much smaller piece of the pie.
Yeah, and they can still make viewers. It, even with all the competition out there. So radio's not going away anytime soon, especially with Free Talk Live on the airwaves. Hey, Matt, what's coming up? You got an email, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's right, the smoke email.
That's right. Smoking, coming up. Unintended consequences of smoking bans on the way, Free Talk Live.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel crisis. There is an answer. Protect the Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Only moments remain. You want to get your call in, now's the time to do it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All kinds of good stuff there for you. All of it is free. The bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming updates, and more. All for free. And it will continue to be free. Though, we'd like you to voluntarily help us out with $3 a month for our AMP program. No, it doesn't go into our pockets. No, we don't get cut checks from them. $3 a month comes in from you and goes right back out into promoting the show. That's why we call it AMP, and it stands for what, man? Which?
Advertise, market, and promote.
That's right.
And these amplifiers, they help us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Over 120 of our listeners have become Free Talk Live amplifiers. Again, as little as $3 a month, that's like two cups of coffee. And really, it makes a huge difference. In fact, one of our advertisements that we do, because we advertise to the industry, the radio industry, to get us on more stations. We also advertise on the Internet to get more Internet listeners. We did one of our Google AdWords ads resulted in a brand new amplifier. So we had the amplifier money buy the ad, and then this girl in California saw the advertisement, clicked on it, checked out, listened to the show. She liked the show. First time she listened, she became a Free Talk Live amplifier.
We do have some great stories, yeah, listeners.
So the amplifier money is building more amplifiers. I mean, it's just working just fantastic. In fact, we're almost up to 9% of our goal already, man. Which, can you believe that? We do have a goal that we want to reach. When we reach 50% of it, we will cut back on the commercial time on the show by 2 minutes an hour. And when we reach 100% of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes an hour off of the show. We guarantee it. 25% reduction in commercial time on the show, which is, of course, the number one objection to most people listening to the radio. Oh, there's too much commercial time. Well, not on Free Talk Live, not if the amp program is successful, and it's being successful. So become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, don't worry about it. Keep enjoying the show for free. All right, Manos, we got a short email here, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes, I do.
FTL at freetalklive.com is the email address.
Hey, Manwich, just want to let you guys know that I think you missed the most crucial point about smoking bans when you were talking about them last week. If the government bans smoking from bars and restaurants, those that visit those establishments aren't going to quit smoking. As one of your callers pointed out, this creates large crowds of people smoking in front of the business, like out on the sidewalk. This takes the choice away from the consumer about going to smoking or non-smoking restaurants, because now the smokers are out in the public property, which you sometimes have to walk down.
Mm-hmm.
People who wanted to avoid smoky restaurants and bars before will find it much more difficult to avoid the smoke, because now they will have to avoid crossing in front of the restaurant instead of going in it. Also, I believe that it's much more likely that people with babies will encounter people smoking in the street rather than a bar. Would you take your baby into a bar, for instance?
No.
How about walking a street to go somewhere else? Seems much more likely.
Right.
Once again, the government has accomplished the opposite of its intentions. The goal was to reduce smoking to innocent restaurant goers. Now they accomplished that, but they just moved the smokers out into the street, so now no one can avoid them. Later.
Interesting point.
This apparently is sparse.
Thank you, Sparse. FTL at freetalklive.com. Actually, he sent that one straight to you, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
You like it when you get emails.
I like my own special little email.
Manwich's email address is very simply manwich at freetalklive.com. I had somebody email me the other day asking me how to get Torgo's email address. It's not rocket science, people. Torgo is his email address. Torgo at freetalklive.com. In fact, we get a whole page that lists everybody's email address at freetalklive.com. So you can communicate directly with the co-host of your choice. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time for the Friday night edition. Join us then. And in the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and take advantage of some of the perks that we give you at amp.freetalklive.com. See ya.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you struggling?